Jeff Hamlin and Hartford Circle back with you here as we are live tonight at Spartan Stadium, where Southern is tied with Northwood 21-21 at the half. In Hartford, we've got the stats here. The Northwood stat keeper very kind to let us use her laptop here. And what we got for statistics in the first half of play?
Well, both teams, one team has 13 first downs. And
Southern Durham with 13.
Southern Durham has 13 mm-hmm. first downs, and Northwood has 12. So pretty even in that. We have Northwood with 19 rushing attempts and Southern with 15. And if you told me going into halftime there would be 34 rushing attempts, I probably wouldn't believe you. So that's one thing to definitely keep out looking.
What about total offense there?
With total offense, we have Southern Durham with 289 yards and Northwood with 206. Average gain per play has been 7.4 for Southern Durham and 6.6 for Northwood. No wonder we have such a high-scoring game.
Absolutely. Well, look at the rushing numbers here. And like you said, Hartford, we're both kind of surprised that there's been so much rushing in this contest, but indeed it has worked out that way and for both teams.
Yeah, that's definitely right. Kadarius Roan has really been the big rusher for Northwood at up this point. He's gone for 59 yards with only 12 carries for an average of 4.5 yards per carry. But one thing I want to touch on is the time of possession. That's something that usually come down big in the when you're looking at the win loss column at the end of the game. We have Southern Durham with 13 minutes and 1 second and Northwood with about 11 minutes. So we have that going on there as well.
So we got Kendrick Roan, 12 carries, 59 yards, and Southern Durham has a whole array of rushers.
Yeah, whereas for Northwood, it's almost all Kendrick Roan. At Southern Durham, we have Jordan Brown with 25 yards, Kendall Hinton with 26 yards. I think 26 of those, actually all of them came on that one rushing touchdown he had, so I guess the others of those would be sacks. And then William Cameron has gone for 22 yards himself.
Throwing the football, Ty Penix, young man who came into this game with a total of 306 passing attempts. Tonight's arm's not exactly getting a rest, but it's not nearly throwing as much as he usually does.
Yeah, but where that's going on, Kadarius Roan's going to be able to keep scoring. And one thing he had to remember is Northwood has had some excellent field position in this game, whereas they may not have to go all the way. So that is one thing we'll have to keep out on. Where Penix's offense or his statistics may not be looking as great as we would expect, he's also started with a much less field, which I'm sure if you ask him, he'll take the field position over statistics any day of the week.
Yep. Ty Penix, 9 of 12 for 136 yards. He has thrown for 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Penix has also rushed for 22 yards, so he's responsible for 15 yards net once you count the sacks that he's yielded. So with that, he's responsible for 151 yards total offense. And then you have Kendall Hinton, 9 of 17 for 161 yards. And Hinton has rushed for 17 yards in his own right with a touchdown.
And when we talk about receiving, that's really what makes both teams so great, is we have great receivers on both teams. But for Northwood tonight, Emo Udo has really stepped up, as he has had three catches for 62 yards with an average of 24 with one touchdown there. It was a very critical touchdown over here in which the ball went right through the Southern Durham defender's hand, which could have resulted in an interception, which could have given Northern the ball back, Northwood the ball, or Southern the ball back, and that really could have changed the game. So we have Udo with 62 yards, and Trowell has had an absolutely fantastic game. While he has not had a touchdown, he has had 107 yards, including that 45-yard one right before the half.
Absolutely. So some big offensive numbers. Last week, Kendall Hinton responsible for over 350 yards total offense against Cardinal Gibbons. Hinton threw for, let's see, total of 136 last week, but then he ran for 102. He was actually responsible for 238 yards total offense last week, and tonight already He is at 178 yards total offense in this game, 17 rushing, 161 yards passing, and he is responsible for all of the Southern Durham touchdowns, all three of them. We are tied up at the half, 21-21 between Southern Durham and Northwood. We want to thank the Northwood stat keeper. Ma'am, can we have your name? Ma'am? Well, I guess we'll try to get her name later on. She can't hear me right now, but regardless, we thank her so much for letting her use this laptop for the stats here. Maurice Trowell, 5 receptions, 107 yards for him. So that puts him at already 826 yards receiving through 6.5 games on the year. Make that 7.5 games on the year for Southern Durham. Quite a total for that young man. And he had the biggest gains of this game, because if it wasn't for three of the grabs, chances are Derek Mason wouldn't have had two touchdown receptions, and Kendall Hinton wouldn't have had the touchdown run that he had. Some big grabs by Trowell that led to the scores. We're tied up at 21 between Northwood and Southern Durham. We're going to pause here. Stay with us as you're listening to high school football on chapelpearl.com. We're back here live from Spartan Stadium as Southern Durham tied up with Northwood at the half, 21-21. It will be Northwood ball to start the second half of play in what's been an exciting affair between these two teams. And it will be an exciting second half that will not only really pave the way for what's to come tonight, but what's to come down the stretch here in the final month of the season in the Big 8 Conference. But we heard the score from Hartford Zirkle at halftime, somewhat surprising score, with Orange and Chapel Hill scoreless at the half. A Chapel Hill team that has lost to Riverside this year, a team that beat Oxford Webb in double overtime, going against an Orange team that was a heavy, heavy favorite. But the Panthers denied getting a test from their old rival, Chapel Hill. Got to remember, Orange and Chapel Hill at one point in time were the only two teams, the only two high schools in Orange County. Now, of course, there's five. So those two teams are very familiar with one another. And we'll hear from Paul Connell later on tonight. You can hear that actually on our other feed here on chapelpearl.com, and, of course, on our radio frequency, 97.9 FM WCHL. Sounds like an exciting affair between the Panthers and the Chargers. And really, we're due for, or the Panthers and the Tigers, I should say, we're due for, because last few weeks we've had some blowouts here, but we knew that once we got into the teeth of Big 8 conference play, we would see some exciting affairs, and it has certainly turned out to be the case here tonight on what's a lovely night for football, a crisp October night, Southern Durham and Northwood. And we've seen a lot of touches tonight by Northwood running back Kadarius Rome. And usually in this Northwood offense is not an offense that is typical of a running back, a workhorse running back. Usually it's Ty Penix doing the work with his arm, throwing to an array of wide receivers, sometimes as many as six or seven in a game. But Roan really has been the man tonight to touch the ball an awful lot, as he has gotten an awful lot of carries, and he has managed to come up with some big receptions. And it seems like, in a way, Northwood is intent to try to churn up as much yardage as they can in this game, try to be more of a ball control offense, as much of a ball control offense as a spread offense can be.
Well, yeah, you definitely want to be able to keep the ball away from, or at least out of, Trell and Hinton's hands as much as you can. And as of right now, they are losing the time of possession battle still, though, by about 2 minutes. So not a huge margin, but still, they're not winning it.
So we got this going on, and interesting that tomorrow we don't have any college football. It feels weird that we don't have a Saturday game here on WCHL, but disappointing loss last night for North Carolina. A few things to take away for certain in that loss. Number one, Eric Ebron's going to be on my fantasy team next year, probably as a third-round pick. I think I'll see the next Jimmy Graham in him. He might as well go out for basketball. And number two, Carolina doesn't have anywhere near as difficult a slate through their next six games as they did through their first six, but it's still going to be a hole to climb out of for Coach Fedora's team as they go up against Boston College next week.
Yeah, Carolina definitely has not started the way they did, but they wanted to. But if you look at their schedule, they definitely do have some easier games compared to what they have been up against.
That's true. Sure. NC State, Duke, BC to finish up with, and some other Old Dominion, an FCS team that they'll play in Chapel Hill. Of course, the Monarchs gave East Carolina a game in Greenville to open up the season back on Labor Day weekend. So Carolina will try to find a way to get six wins out of all that and perhaps wind up going to a bowl game. Through some disappointing times, a courageous effort last night from the Tar Heels, as it looked like they had things in hand as Miami lost two of its top skill players, but the Hurricanes showed why they're back in the top 10. And first time in a long time we've seen three ACC teams in the top 10, but that is the case, and two teams in the top five squaring off tomorrow. What a battle that's going to be tomorrow night between Clemson and Florida State. Just like the old days back when Florida State first joined the league some 22 years ago, it's a battle that will determine probably the Atlantic Division Championship. And when you get right down to it, this is the biggest ACC game, Hartford, since about the time you were born, 1997,
yeah.
When Florida State played North Carolina in Keenan Stadium. ESPN, as they are one to do, put a label on that particular day. It was Judgment Day. The winner of that game basically was going to play for potentially the national championship, and the loser would wind up on the short end of the stick. Indeed, that's what Carolina got when they lost that game, because not only did they not get to an ACC championship, they didn't even wind up in one of the major bowl games. They had to wind up with what at that time was called the Gator Bowl, where they defeated Virginia Tech. But Mack Brown saw that, realized that there was a glass ceiling that you were hitting, and he eventually just decided a few weeks later to move on to Texas, and that's where he's been ever since. So it'll be interesting to see exactly what happens with the ACC race down the stretch this year. And, of course, that game tomorrow night with Clemson going up against Florida State will determine more than likely one half of the ACC championship game in Charlotte. Dazzling performance by the Southern Durham Marching Spartan Band going on down in front of us now. Wrapping up as we get ready for the second half of play. And remember, it will be Southern Durham ball as Coach Bill Hall will lead the Chargers out on the field to the far sideline in just a moment. Southern Durham has claimed three conference championships in the 2A ranks under Coach Hall. This year, it'll take some work to claim a championship in the 3A ranks, having already lost to Orange, and of course, a contest with Cardinal Gibbons still ahead. But Northwood is giving Southern Durham all it can handle here tonight. There has been frustration for Southern Durham in trying to claim a conference championship of its own. For three straight years, they finished up 5-1 in the Pac-6 conference, which is a great conference record. The bad news is one team has finished 6-0 every year, and that team is Hillside, the team that handed the Spartans their only conference defeat in each of the last 3 years. The Spartans' lone 4A conference championship came back in 2009 when they finally managed to trump Hillside. In fact, Hillside and Southern Durham wound up playing in the state playoffs 1 year. So it's a long rivalry that these two teams have had.
Yeah, and where in the Pac-6, Southern Durham really, for the most part, just had to worry about Hillside. Well, now in this Big 8, Southern's going to be challenged by a lot more teams, where they have Northwood or Orange, or I would say Chapel Hill, but last week it was pretty ugly. The Spartans really did it to them last week.
That's true.
But, then we'll have Cardinal Gibbons, Northwood, and Orange. Those are really the big four, including Southern Durham, in this Big 8 conference.
And it's not only the teams that are very good, it's also the fact that it's a lot of great finesse on these two teams. These four teams that really are at the top of the league. You have a spread offense in Northwood that goes five wide. You have a Southern Durham offense that can run the ball just as well as it can pass the ball. Orange goes with the double wing, which is an old-fashioned style of offense. And then you have Cardinal Gibbons that also goes with the spread, something also that's very reminiscent of what we've seen in the college ranks as of late. But also, they have probably more depth defensively than anyone else in the league. It's just that they couldn't keep up with Southern Durham's speed last week. So it's very interesting to see how things will work out in this league. Southern Durham Band has carried on its halftime performance down the track. A lot of the fans dancing along with them. Even number one Johnny Jones is doing so, having a good time. A lot of the students enjoy watching, a lot of the fans, in fact, enjoy watching the marching band just as much as the football game here. As Southern Durham gets ready to tangle with Northwood to begin the second half. And remember, it will be Northwood ball to begin the second half of play. Northwood, its lone loss came against Orange 3 weeks ago in Pittsburgh. Orange managed to open up a 34-7 lead straight out of the gate. At the end of the third quarter, Northwood rallied somewhat to make it a two-touchdown game, but that's as far as or as close as they could get. Southern Durham officials trying to tell the marching band to go ahead and wrap up this performance. They're still dancing down on the track now, and the football team can't even make their way to the sideline. The thing is, the clock has wound down to zero, and they've got the clock all set up. Technically, you can be penalized if the marching band does perform too long, but that's something you rarely, if ever, see called. Southern Durham will kick off to Northwood to start this, the second half of play. Going back deep will be Jalen Smith, who caught the first touchdown of the night for Northwood. Also back there with him, 24, Kenton Edwards. And lining up to kick the ball away, Leonardo Orozco for Southern Durham, the 6'2 junior, who has managed to convert all three extra points on the night. He is now 44 on the season. Orozco puts boot to ball. We're underway here in the second half. It will be Smith at the 5, near sideline 10, 15, over the 20, cuts at the middle to the 25, and he is gang tackled there at the 27-yard line of Northwood. The Chargers moving right to left across your digital radio dial, and a Northwood team that is averaging 478 yards of offense per game comes out now, also an offense that's averaging 41 points per game, battling a Southern Durham offense that's averaging 46 points per game. Penix will go with an empty backfield on the first play from scrimmage in the second half. He takes the snap. He'll throw over the middle, and the pass is dropped. It was intended for Jalen Smith, and it'll be second down. Smith was wide open over the middle that time, but he couldn't haul it in. And 33 was there for Southern Durham. Tyrell Carrington on coverage, the strong safety, who's defending Smith that time man-to-man. Penix shouts out the play call to the near side. That's where Robertson is with Smith. Four wideouts on second and 10. Flushed out of the pocket at Penix. He'll throw on the run and a pass through the hands of his intended receiver, and it's incomplete. He was hunting that time for number 2, John Atwater, who is trying to make his ninth catch of the year. So it will be third down and 10, and this is something rare here tonight. I don't think we've had consecutive incompletions by either team in this game, Hartford.
No, I think you're right about that.
So a big play here as Southern Durham's defense will try to establish momentum on what will be third and 10. Atwater to the far side with Emo Udo. And another wideout, that's Smith. Low shotgun snap. Meeting pressure immediately, Penix, he steps up, throws it deep down the field. The pass is intercepted at midfield to the 45, to the 40, past the 35-yard line, over the 30, 25, far sideline, 20, and rumbling out of bounds is the man who picked it off. It was number 12 who got it. That was Jonathan Griffiths. Jonathan Griffiths comes up with the pick. A huge play and three solid plays in a row by the Southern Durham defense. That could be huge. So it will be first down. Jonathan Griffiths comes up with the pick. The markup will come at the 11-yard line. First down. In fact, it's going to be first and goal. High shotgun snap, and Hinton just barely fielded it, and he is leveled in the backfield and dropped for a loss. That one nearly went over Hinton's head. Now a flag comes down well after the play. The loss was of 2. Back to the 12, and now let's see what the flag is about. Hinton did all he could just to get his hands on that shotgun snap. He had to make a high jump to get his left hand on it and haul it down. That one could have easily been picked off for a fumble. It was that high. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct call against Southern Durham. Something apparently said after the play. We could list the big plays here for you tonight, but if we did, we'd have to sign off the air without telling you what happened because we've had so many on both sides. So many swing plays that would cripple teams, and then Southern Durham, usually being the case, would climb out of a hole on a second and 25, say, and throw a 26-yard pass for a completion. That's happened about five times tonight. They're going to have to do it again here because of this 15-yard mark off, which will make it second and goal now from the 28-yard line, a 15-yard mark off. The ball was a three-yard loss. The play was for a three-yard loss by Hinton, and then the unsportsmanlike takes it back another 15 yards. So it's going to be second and goal now from the 28. Here's Hinton, back to throw, steps up in the pocket, tries to throw, but he's hit and he's sacked, back at the 35. It was number 33 who got in there first. That was Michael Queen, and then finishing off was Jay Williams. So another loss, this time back to the 35, and it will be third down and goal.
Not very often you see a third and goal from the 35.
That was a loss of seven that time. It's been some wild things to happen in this game. Southern Durham getting something out of this, in particular a touchdown, would be the least surprising thing. Here comes the third down and goal play from the 35. Here's the pass down the field, pass incomplete. Hilton that time gunning it for his go-to man, number 14, Derek Mason, but it was incomplete. So it'll be fourth down and goal, and what will Southern Durham do? We've barely seen the kicking team tonight. In fact, we saw one punt. That punt went for 8 yards. That was on the first drive of the game. That led to a Northwood touchdown. We have not seen an inkling of any kicking game from Southern Durham since then, except on extra points. They're going to go for it here on fourth and goal from the 35. Hinton back to throw. Going to get it deep down the field, and the pass is caught in the end zone for a touchdown. What a throw by Hinton. This time, Hinton went to the far side. And it was Maurice Trowell who comes up with a huge catch. We told you, on fourth and goal from the 35, it's that type of night. What a pass. Kendall Hinton throws to Maurice Trowell. That is Trowell's third touchdown catch. What a night for him. What a night for this team. And now the extra point will be attempted by Orozco. Snap, the spot, the kick is up, and it is good. And so, against seemingly insurmountable odds, Southern Durham has made this a 7-point lead in their favor. What a way to start this half. They forced the Northwood defense into a turnover, and that's now 14 points off turnovers for Southern Durham in this game. After the second interception of the night by Ty Penix and a throw there by Kendall Hinton to Maurice Trowell on fourth and goal from the 38-yard line. I have never seen that converted before. A fourth and goal from the 38. Amazing. Just an incredible play. 28-21, Southern Durham with the lead.
That's one thing about Maurice Trowell that you really got to know is you got to stay in front of him because as soon as that guy gets behind you, not many guys are going to be able to catch him.
Let me correct what I said earlier. Trowell now with his first touchdown of the night. It was actually Derek Mason with the other two. But Trowell has 13 touchdowns on the year. An amazing play. Fourth and goal from the 38. Northwood might look back on that one and wince if once this one is over with. The kickoff by Orozco is taken by Smith at the 10, near sideline 20, up to the 30-yard line. He's got open field 40, 50. Orozco's the only man that can stop him. Near sideline 25 to the 20, 15, 10, and he's gone. Is it a touchdown? Did he step out of bounds? No, he didn't. Touchdown. Jalen Smith with the touchdown run. A 90-yard kickoff return for the touchdown. Jalen Smith brings it down for 90 yards. And just like that, we're an extra point away from having a tie contest. My goodness. Jalen Smith with his second touchdown of the night. The first one came on a 35-yard touchdown pass.
Which was the first touchdown of the game.
That's right, from Ty Penix. And this one, a 90-yard kickoff return. What a night. The extra point coming up by Anthony Castro. Hold by Fowler. Snap, spot, the kick up. And it's good, and we have got a tie game after the 90-yard kickoff return here by Jalen Smith. And it's 28-all. It was a question, Hartford, as to whether or not the officials ruled that Smith stayed in bounds. He cut up the Spartan sideline, and it looked like Orozco actually had an angle to bump him out of bounds, and he tried to do so. The Southern Durham coaches claim that he did step out of bounds at about the 35. That's what one of the assistants is now screaming at the officials, and it looks like two of them are about to meet with the Southern Durham coaches and try to straighten things out. But regardless, it's a touchdown that will stand. And we've got a tie ball game. Each team has put a touchdown on the board in 2 minutes and 8 seconds here of second half football. So Anthony Castro will kick the ball away as Southern Durham will have to answer again. It's been a night of who can answer who. After we had a fourth and goal from the 38 by Southern Durham that went for a touchdown as hitting through to Maurice Trowell, Northwood responds with a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Now the sky kick by Castro. It'll be taken at the 35-yard line. Now cutting up the field right back to the 45, to the 40. And he's gone. 25-20. And it'll be a touchdown for Southern Durham. And it was Maurice Trowell once again. This time with a 66-yard kickoff return for a score. And Southern Durham has taken the lead back at 34-28. The special teams getting in on the act. This is incredible. 66-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And Trowell with his fourth touchdown of the game. Excuse me, that's his second touchdown, but his second touchdown of the half. In fact, his second touchdown in about a minute. What a night. Orozco will try the extra point. Snap is a little high, but the kick is up. Another good handle that time by Derek Mason, and the kick is good. And just like that, the tie game lasted all of 16 seconds. The sky kick strategy does not work, and Southern Durham has the lead right back at 35-28 with 9:41 remaining in the third quarter. Three touchdowns scored in 2 minutes and 19 seconds. Just a remarkable game here tonight. And we've still got more to come. We get the feeling that the best is yet to come. Perhaps more drama. So Maurice Trowell with the 66-yard kickoff return for a score.
Let's see if Jalen Smith can bring another one back.
That's right.
They're going.
Remember, this all started with Northwood with the pick, and Southern Durham coming back with the score. On a fourth and goal from the 28. And this time Orozco will try the sky kick, and we have whistles just as it was fielded by number 8, Jared Worley. And I think we're going to have an offside on the kickoff here against Southern Durham, which will force them to kick back at their own 35 as opposed to their own 40, or perhaps... Yep, it's going to be offside. We'll hopefully have some scores coming in from across the area here as we're having Hartford text various people that he knows as to what is going on. 35-28, Southern Durham with the lead in what has been a wild one. Orozco again with the sky kick, and this time Northwood will let it bounce out of bounds. And they'll simply take the ball at its own 35-yard line. Once again, it was Worley that Orozco kicked that ball to, and Worley didn't touch it. So we will see the Northwood offense back on the field And you wonder about the stamina now of both these teams when it comes to line of scrimmage play. Southern Durham really came out and established momentum. Well, we thought we were going to see Northwood take the ball at its own 35, but they're going to force another kickoff here. This is within the rules. They can force the Southern Durham kicking team to this time kick it back at its own 30, and it looks like that is what we're going to have here. So they're going to move it back to the 30-yard line. Most teams just go ahead and take the ball at its own 35 here, but Northwood wants a return. At least Coach Bill Hall does. Once again, it is 84 Jalen Smith along with Kitten Edwards as the return men. Orozco has opted to use the strategy that Northwood has used all night long in simply kicking the ball to one of the upbacks and giving up some field position. So this time the kickoff goes to the 30-yard line with 9:41 remaining here in the third quarter. We've already seen three touchdowns in the frame. And this time a good hard kickoff by Castro backs Edwards back up to his 5, 10, 15. He's to the 20, cuts across the field to the 25, to the 30-yard line, and he's hard tied out of bounds. Hard hit into the Southern Durham sideline, and the fans erupt as somebody made a tackle on special teams. Ball at the 32. It was a good hit, too. It was number 18 who got in there, man who we don't have on our roster. But it's going to be first down nonetheless here for Northwood at the 32-yard line. 9:29 to go. Ty Penix threw an interception on his last pass that seems like a long time ago. Really, it was only about 2 minutes ago. Four wide receivers. Here's Penix with the chunk over the middle, and it goes right through the hands of Jalen Smith, and it's incomplete. Penix has been putting a little bit of extra mustard on some of these short passes, maybe more than he needs to.
Yeah, he has.
So it's second down and 10. Southern Durham has come up with a heavy pass rush here, and Northwood, despite the points, has not gained a yard offensively here in this half. Here's Penix, again with the spread look. They'll send Roan in motion and hand the ball off to Roan, but he is tied up at the line of scrimmage, and he'll be dropped for no gain.
It's a great play by the Southern Durham defensive line to really get back in there.
And the Southern Durham defensive line has been the story of this half. If you look beyond the pyrotechnics from special teams and the offense, Cameron Johnson was the first man to get to Roan. And for the second time this half now, Northwood finds itself third and 10. They still have not gained a yard here to start out this second half of play when they were picking them up by the boatload in the first half. Penix with a short pass, and it is caught by Roan, but he is dumped for a loss back to the 30. It was a low pass, and I hesitated because it looked like he might have dropped it. He would have been better off dropping it because it would have been no gain. Instead, Northwood loses two, and they'll have to punt. And the Southern Durham defense has managed to come up with some big plays here to start off. And Maurice Trow comes up with, once again, a big chance for a return. He'll line up at his own 33-yard line. Penix will punt. It's a wobbly kick. Trow will have a return. He takes it with a head of steam at the 45, cuts to the near side of the field over the 50. He's to the 45 and taken down at the Northwood 43 by Jalen Smith, and now we have a flag down late. And Smith and Trow come up pointing at one another as to who was guilty on that presumably unsportsmanlike foul against somebody here. Let's see what we have. Have a personal foul called against Southern Durham.
Personal foul.
So it'll be a first down here for the Spartans, but the ball will go back into Southern Durham territory. With 8:47 remaining, and the defense of Southern Durham may not grab the headlines right now, but they certainly have come out and established itself against the Northwood offense that was thriving in the first half. So far, negative 2 yards offensively for the Chargers in this half. Still, both teams have put up scores. Southern Durham has scored two touchdowns, one off a kickoff return for a touchdown by Maurice Trow, and then they converted a fourth and goal from the 33-yard line. Here's a deep pass by Hinton down the field. Wide open is the man, and he's got it for a touchdown.
Trout.
And it was Maurice Trout who made another huge catch. Maurice Trout with the catch. 58-yard touchdown strike. And Maurice Trout has three touchdowns in 3 minutes and 23 seconds. Maurice Trout with the score once again as he broke out in the open with no one even close to him. And Southern Durham now leads by 13, and it could be 14. Orozco will try the extra point. Broken coverage there by the Chargers. The snap, the spot, the kick is up, and it is good. And now Southern Durham has grabbed the momentum as they lead 42-28 against Northwood. And what a pass as Hinton chunked it deep down the field from 57 yards out. And for Hinton, that's his fourth touchdown pass of the night. He's now got 18 touchdowns on the year.
This is now the first time that either team has been up by two scores, so we'll really look to see how this Northwood offense behind quarterback TJ or Ty Pennix will really respond now.
Well, this is very similar to what happened to Orange here for Northwood because they stayed close with the Panthers at halftime, but then Orange just unleashed the dogs, if you will, to start the third quarter, and Northwood was down 34-7 going into the fourth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Northwood here has not been able to answer the bell here. At least its offense hasn't. Really, its defense hasn't either. There's Orozco at the kickoff, deep to the two, and it looked like Edwards wanted to take a knee, but he thought he was in the end zone. He was about to take a knee at the two, but then he brings it out past the 20, over the 30-yard line. And he's down at the 35. I don't think that was intentional. But Edwards started to take a knee, and his knee nearly touched the ground, and he managed to realize where he was. He was not in the end zone, and he ran up the field and actually made a good kick return out of it.
It almost looked as if even some of the Southern Durham players kind of started to stop on that
just
because they thought he was going down.
That might have been intentional, or maybe it wasn't. Regardless, that was Kenton Edwards on the return. The markup, they move it back a couple of yards to the 35, and it'll be first down there. He got 32 yards on what could have been disaster. He nearly took a knee at the 3. Here's Pennix on first down. Spartans moving right to left, cutting out up in the middle, past the 45, over to 50, and forced out of bounds is Roan, and he's quickly into Southern Durham territory inside the 45-yard line. So Northwood down now, 42-28 after a series of huge Southern Durham plays. This is a big play team to the truest sense of the term. And when I mean big plays, I mean some blockbusters. Udo goes to the far side along with Roan. He'll be challenging to the near side with Smith. And here's Pennix out of the shotgun. He's flushed out of the pocket. He'll throw to his right, looking. He'll make a break for it. He's down the far sideline, and he crosses the line of scrimmage and broke inside the 45. Pennix was set to throw that ball as Robertson managed to get open at the last second, but instead Pennix had to take it himself for a gain of 3. So it's 2nd and 7. Clock stop. There is still 7 minutes and 39 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and we have scored 28 points so far in this quarter. Both teams have. It's a wild night. But who would expect anything less? 2nd down and 7. Here's Pennix from the shotgun. Guns it near side. Pass is caught. Udo to the 25-yard line. Udo manages to make the catch, and they'll move the chains. With 7.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter, Udo with the last Northwood touchdown that came from scrimmage. That was before the kickoff return by Jalen Smith. Speaking of Smith, he lines up to the left side, along with 24 Edwards. 5 wideouts now have an empty backfield. Pennix looks, meets pressure from the line side, takes off running, throws low and incomplete. Again, he looked for Udo.
it seems as if his offensive coordinator for Northwood, Bill Renner, really realizes the importance of this drive, as he has been going to his real main targets on this, whether it's Roan out of the backfield or Udo, or even
seen Roan at time. We've seen Townsend.
Yeah, just he's always been going to his big guys, or even Jalen Smith for that matter.
Smith to the near side along with Robertson on second down and 10. Penix starts to make a break for it. Now he slips, and he's taken down for a sack. Taken down back to the 35. 88. Montreal Cherry comes over. Back to the 32-yard. So Montreal Cherry comes over to take down Penix for a loss of, oh, we'll call it loss of 8 on the play. And it'll be third down at 16. Called a loss of 9. Third down now at 16. Penix over the middle throws, and the pass is dropped. It was thrown low for Jalen Smith. It was going to be a tough play regardless. And now it's fourth down. And Northwood may not have any choice but to go for it here. You're going up against an offense that you simply haven't been able to stop tonight. Only
yeah, very hot
points.
Offense in Southern yep. Durham. I couldn't. Definitely agree with this call, but go for it.
Fans stomping their feet against the bleachers here, trying to make some noise here for the Spartans. What will be 4th and 16. PA man urging them on as Penix calls out the plays. It's a lively environment here tonight. 4th and 16. Penix meets pressure, and he's sacked. Nope, he managed to get away for a moment. Now he's taken down. Penix down. They'll mark him up at the 41, so it's a loss of another 9 yards.
Give it up for the defense.
And the defense does its job. That was Montreal Cherry once again getting in there, along with Xavier Henderson. And Cherry was the man who led the charge, also getting in there 26, Victor Boston. And now the Northwood defense has a job to do. They have to come up and somehow stop Kendall Hill. It hasn't been easy doing so. Hinton has been a machine. This is one talented quarterback. On first down, Hinton with a play-action fake. He'll throw down the middle, and the pass is ahead of his intended receiver, Jordan Brown. Incomplete. Brown was open. Looks like Northwood is going zone an awful lot here against a team that can find all sorts of ways to bust zones. Everywhere you look, open receivers. So second down and 10 after the incompleted forward pass. Stops the clock with 6:26 remaining. Hinton with the pistol set up, and we have movement at the line of scrimmage just as Brown was going in motion.
False start against the Spartans.
And it'll be a false start against Southern Durham.
You know, I'll hear you say that the Northwood's going zone a lot. That's probably just because I don't know if they really have anybody that has the speed to match with Maurice Trowell this game.
That's right. Trowell has been the man. He has scored 3 touchdowns this quarter. He managed to do it in less than 4 minutes. Second and 15 now. Hinton looks far sideline. Now he's going to tuck under, run with it. Flag is thrown. Hinton with a deep ball down the field. The pass is dropped by Brown. Wide open, he got behind everybody. Not a soul within 10 yards of him. He couldn't haul it in. Chances are it was going to come back anyway because it's a hold against Southern Durham back at the line of scrimmage. It is remarkable how effortless Hinton can throw a deep ball.
Yeah, it seems like he can just flick it and it can go 40 yards. It really is impressive.
So Hinton, well, I'm surprised that Northwood's going to opt to decline this penalty. Third down and 15. That was an interesting move there. They could have had it third down at 27 or second and 27 based on the spot. We've seen this Northwood defense get beat on deep ball after deep ball all night. Can't get beat again here. Third down. Hinton meets pressure. Another flag is down. Hinton opts to throw run with it, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Now another flag comes in. And a flag comes in after that. We might have 3 separate fouls here on this play. For starters, Hinton got back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe 2 yards more. So it was set to be 4th down and 8, but we have a big mess to settle first. The initial infraction is a hold call against Southern Durham. That's declined. Then there was a block in the back against Southern. That's declined. And that's it. Apparently two officials saw the same infraction, and that forced two separate flags to come out. So it will be fourth down, and now Southern Durham will have it fourth and nine. They've only had one punt tonight. The only punt of the game for Southern Durham went 8 yards. And we still haven't seen the punting team come out yet. Now they're making their way out in the field, and you can understand Coach Adrian Jones' reluctance to send the punting team out after they had an 8-yard punt earlier. Gregory Washington, though, will be the man to kick the ball away. Clock running, and we are just now at the halfway point of the quarter. After 21 points, Washington takes a low snap, and the kick is away. And again, it's not very far. This one only slightly better than the first one. It will crawl over midfield and die at the 44. That one went 16 yards, so he doubled the output of his first punt. First down for Northwood at the 44. And Northwood now, you have to feel Hartford is trying to gain some confidence here because it's been a long time since their offense has put any points on the board. The only points that have come this quarter has come from the special teams unit.
Yeah, well, that's true. But at the same time, that was a humongous stop by this Northwood defense. You know, if they had gotten a touchdown, they're probably looking at potentially a ball game.
Yep. Penix instead comes out, handoff up middle. It's Roan, and he can barely get past the line of scrimmage. The running room that Roan had in that first half is just not there here in the second half. As it was Montrell Cherry coming over on the stop to make it second down and 8. Clock running with 5:20 remaining. Again, 4 wide receivers and Roan in the backfield alongside veteran quarterback Ty Penix. Play action fake by Penix. He'll throw. Pass caught. It is Jalen Smith looking for the first down. Runs into his own man. Now bumps off a Southern Durham player, and he's got the first down as he rumbles ahead to the 44. That time, I believe, it was Robertson who got in the way of Smith, who was running and trying to get any room that he could. Regardless, Northwood moves the chains, and they cross the 50. Gain is good for 12, with 5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. 42-28, Southern Durham with the lead. Some huge offensive plays here in the second half by both teams, but almost all of them from Southern Durham. In particular, Maurice Trowell has had a whale of a half. And now pressure coming from both ends. Penix spits away from it. Now throws, and the pass is caught by number 4, Jacob Fowler. And he fights forward past the 35-yard line over the 30, and he's got a first down. Fine play by Penix that time, extending the play because the pressure came from the left and right ends of the Southern Durham defensive line. That was all Penix who created that play, and it worked for 16. So the ball down to the Southern Durham 28 with the clock running, 4.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Southern Durham was forced to punt for only the second time tonight. It was only their third drive of the game that didn't result in a touchdown. Inside handoff, Roan breaks around right end to the far sideline, and that's where the Southern Durham defenders are waiting for him as he fought to cross the 25-yard line, and that's as far as he could go. So Roan got 2. Clock running with 4:05 remaining. Roan was inching toward 100 yards. He had his second 100-yard game last week in the victory over Oxford Webb for homecoming for the Chargers over in Chatham County. Second down and 8. Penix, play action fake to Roan. Guns it over the middle, pass through the hands of Udo, the intended receiver, and it's incomplete. Penix led him too far that time, so it'll be third down and 8 with 3:44 remaining. More than likely four down territory. A field goal does very little for you here. Udo will stay in the game. Will be Robertson and Smith to the far end of the field. Near side, Jacob Fowler. Also getting in there will be Roan as a wideout now. He's split out to the left. He's inside of Udo. Third down and 8 here. Here's the shotgun snap. Here's the throw deep down the middle, and the pass is caught. Going into the end zone, Jalen Smith, touchdown, Northwood. Penix throws down the field. Jalen Smith scores his third touchdown of the game. It comes from 29 yards out, and it's 42-34.
As a humongous play, as Northwood really needs some points in that possession. Who else to step up but Jalen Smith? He's having himself a great night.
Jalen Smith scores his third touchdown, his second receiving touchdown. He also had the kickoff return from 90 yards out earlier this quarter. Now the extra point to be attempted. This is Castro in there. High snap, but the kick is up. Good job by Jacob Fowler, the holder, to bring it down. And now we have some words exchanged between a Southern Durham player and a Spartan after the play. That appears to be Udo, who's upset at one of the Spartans. But the kick is good. And it's 42-35. Southern Durham now leading Northwood. We're going to pause here and catch our breaths. You're listening to chapelboro.com. So Northwood will kick the ball away here after the touchdown pass of 28 yards. Ty Penix throwing the ball to Jalen Smith, who takes his second receiving touchdown of the game, his third touchdown overall on the night. 42-35 the score, and Northwood will kick the ball away as temper started to flare here in this emotional game. And it is going to be the backup kicker taking the ball on what was another sky kick, and it was fielded by a Southern Durham man, and he fell to the turf immediately, did number 10, Jordan Brown. And he falls to the ground at the Southern Durham 43. That was actually Jared Worley who was in there who kicked the ball away. Castro ran up like he was going to kick it and then backed up. Worley then kicked it to his left, trying to throw Southern Durham off balance, it appears. But it didn't work. And that means Kendall Hinton will come back out. Kendall Hinton out of the pistol setup. He'll send Cameron in motion. And immediately hammered on the play is Brown, as he was walloped by 53 Jay Williams. Simply an error by somebody up front. Brown was hit for a loss back to the 38-yard line. Loss of 5. And so it will be 2nd and 15 now. It's remarkable how well Southern Durham has managed to function tonight, even when they've been thrown on losses on first down. Here's the short pass, and it's caught by Mason at the 50, and he accelerates over the 40 to the 35-30. And did he step out of bounds? He did, actually at the 41 of Northwood. It'll be a first down. Boy, did Mason turn on the speed, though. And when he throws on the accelerator, you're lucky if you can catch him. First down here for Southern Durham as they again get themselves out of a second and long situation and turn it into a first down. What's the score you got there from Colton Pearman Stadium, Harford?
We still have an upset brewing over there at Colton Pearman. It's 0-0 in the fourth quarter.
And here's the pass over the middle. It is caught and rumbling in for the touchdown goes, I believe, number 5, Cameron.
That's a touchdown.
William Cameron.
And number 5, Will Cameron.
Will Cameron goes in to score. This one from 41 yards out, and it is the 5th touchdown pass of the night by Kendall Hinton. The first receiving touchdown of the night by Cameron. And it's now 48-35. There are just so many playmakers on this Southern Durham team, you can understand why they're so dangerous game in and game out. However, they only have 10, it would appear. No, they got 11 out there now on the extra point attempt. So a scoreless tie, just a great battle going on between those two teams. 48-35 with 2:50 remaining. Here's the extra point. We got flags down as Roscoe put it through the uprights.
So apparently the Chapel Hill game, there have been a lot of missed PAT or missed field goals and a lot of interceptions. So that kind of makes sense to why the score would be 0-0.
Wow.
But that, I mean, that could be, I think, in my opinion, one of the biggest upsets in the state probably this year, if that.
Yep. I have a whistle here. Southern Durham coaches apparently wondering why there was a flag thrown. There was an inadvertent whistle on the extra point. No penalty against anyone. It's just whistle sounded. No one's quite sure why they sounded. So Roscoe will try the extra point again. Here's the stamp, the spot, the kick. It's up, and it is good. So Roscoe has converted now on all seven extra point attempts on the night. He is 44-48 on the year, and it's 49-35, Southern Durham with the lead.
So there's 51 seconds left in the game over in Chapel Hill. It is still 0-0, and Northwood needs to go 91 yards to score.
Or Orange or Chapel Hill?
Sorry, Orange has to go 91 yards to score.
Okay, so it looks like that there's going to be a scoreless regulation tie between Orange and Chapel Hill, so it looks like they're going to overtime.
Absolutely.
Could you have a bigger contrast than what's going on over there and what's going on here?
We could donate them some points if that was possible. We could donate
could
them.
Have some with some
we could still have us a high scoring game as well.
So it looks like they're headed to overtime. That would be Chapel Hill's third overtime game this year. They had an overtime game to start with against Riverside that they lost. They went double overtime against Webb in Oxford, a game they won.
And speaking of Riverside, at halftime, they were down only 7 to the Hillside Hornets.
Wow, that's a surprise. David Hackney's done a good job with that team. The kickoff goes to the far end of the field, and Edwards takes it over the 25 to the 26-yard line. And so Northwood has their work cut out for them, down by 14 now, with 2:44 remaining. And the more you have to answer this Southern Durham offense, it feels like the more tired you get. Even though Northwood's playing a fair amount of players tonight, they don't have very many going both ways. It's just mentally exhausting having to go up against a Southern Durham team that seems to find a way to climb itself out of big holes and convert seemingly insurmountable distances on fourth down plays. Here's the pass over the middle, and it's caught, this time by Udo over the 40-yard line to the 43. So Penix with an immediate strike there of 16 yards, and it'll be first down. Udo with the catch. So Ty Penix out of the shotgun. Five wideouts. He'll throw near side, and the pass is caught by Roan over the 40, and there was only the free safety stopping Roan from scoring. Roan immediately gets into Southern Durham territory. And if it wasn't for the free safety, chances are we'd have an eight-point ball game all over again. It was Cameron Johnson who stopped Roan, who broke well out in the open on the wheel route, and he just managed to get a hand on his knee. Roan nearly ran past him. Here's Penix with a swing pass. He'll go to Roan this time, running to the far sideline. He's got running room over the 30-yard line, and it's Roan again with a first down. And Northwood just putting the offensive machine back to work here after taking much of this quarter off and nearly has it in the red zone after that play, which goes for 12 yards. Back to the 21-yard line of Southern Durham. Well, how about the fight here by the Chargers? They're trying to come up with their own big plays, trying to counter Southern Durham, which is not easy to do.
Just about 10 minutes ago, it looked like the Chargers had no fight left in them, so this is a very big turn of events.
Handoff. It's Roan once again fighting up the gut of the line, and he grinds ahead inside the 20. He's still fighting in there and got another couple of yards as he actually moved the pack forward after seemingly he was stopped. So Roan fights ahead, got from the 23. The markup will come at the 18-yard line. Roan probably had about 4 yards after contact on that play. It'll be second down and 5 from the 18 of Southern Durham. Northwood has quickly moved into the red zone here. Four wide receivers once again. And here's Penix with a play-action fake. He'll run to the near sideline. He'll make a break for it. Over the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Ty Penix crosses the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. An 18-yard touchdown run by Ty Penix. And just like that, it's an 8-point game again at 49-41. A quick strike by Northwood right back. Ty Penix just went to work there as he relied on Kadarius Roan. And then when Roan was covered on that play, Penix just took it to the house himself. And it's 49-41. Anthony Castro will try to tack on the extra point now to make this a 7-point game. Looking for the 15th or 16th point after in this contest. It's up and it's good. So it's 49-42 here. No, that's not a basketball score. I don't think the basketball teams could score this much, quite honestly, considering the state of both teams last year. 49-42. We're not done with the quarter. We have seen 6 touchdowns this quarter. Just a remarkable affair tonight. It would take an hour to list all the highlights, but among the highlights of this game, you have to go back to the first score of this quarter way back when.
And in a highlight-less game, only one big highlight. At the end of the Northern, or at the end of the Orange Chapel Hill game, Orange scores on a 55-yard Hail Mary touchdown as the game expires.
Wow. What a game. What a finish. That sounded like over at Chapel Hill. Orange wins on a 55-yard Hail Mary, and the Panthers stay perfect.
And we're not even done with the third quarter, and we have 85 more points in this game
right.
than we do over there. That is a statistic to look out for.
And that's not exactly an air attack team in Orange.
No, not in the least.
Garrett Clower apparently throwing a touchdown pass, and Orange beats Chapel Hill in the most heartbreaking way possible. Now, we're going to have full disclosure in just a moment. Here's Castro, though, with the sky kick, and he just kicked it straight out of bounds. And the ball actually went out of bounds shy of the 40-yard line. Southern Durham can take the spot of the foul there at its own 45, and that's what they're going to do.
I think that Northwood's really starting to get tired of seeing Marquess Trowell with the ball.
Yeah,
really just
Maurice Trowell.
Maurice Trowell.
So Orange, if we were to understand that, a 55-yard Hail Mary, was it?
Yes, and they have won the game, and the game is over on the last play of the game.
Now,
so
I assume it was a 6-0 final.
Orange 6-0 final, yes.
Orange wins 6-0. Remarkable game, it sounded like. Going to have to go back to chapelbrew.com later tonight once I get home, it's about midnight or so, and listen to Paul Connell's description of that one. We still got a lot to determine here. Here's Hinton with a pump fake. Now throw near sideline. Caught by Mason at the 45 of Northwood. Forced out of bounds. That markup will put him just shy of the first down. So Derek Mason with the catch. That'll give him 9. And it'll be second down and 1 with 50 seconds remaining in a third quarter, which has seen 6 touchdowns combined. We've seen 2 kickoff returns for a touchdown. And we've seen a converted fourth and goal from the 38 by Southern Durham. Second and 1. Here's Hinton over the middle. Pass incomplete. Flag is down. Fans were yelling for pass interference as Mason was being held. It appeared by number 5, Ronnie Goodby.
First down.
The announcer went ahead and called it a first down without the official actually signifying the penalty. It's going to be second down, or was to be third down, but it's going to be pass interference, and it'll be a spot of the foul penalty here against Northwood. So, 15-yard infraction since it was at the 46, and the ball was going further than 15 yards, and it'll be down now to the Charger 31. With 46.6 seconds remaining, and we could still have another touchdown before this frame ends. Hinton in the backfield, Will Cameron. He scored the last Southern Durham score. He'll take the ball on the draw play. He runs to the right over the 30, past the 25, over the 20, into the Northwood secondary, down at the 15. Will Cameron with the run that time of 21 yards, brings it right back to the Charger red zone. So it's first down and 10 now from the Northwood 14. Cameron is climbing up on 100 yards all-purpose on the night. He'll stay in the game. Clock running. This could be the final play of the quarter. Hinton out of the pistol, set up in four wide receivers. He'll pull it back, take it around left end, will Hinton, but the Chargers catch up to him immediately. Hinton had enough room to cross the 10, and he managed to get three out of it. And that will line up a wild third quarter. That might be as wild a 12 minutes of football as you will ever see. We'll go to the fourth, and the score here from Spartan Stadium is Southern 49, Northwood 42, and you're listening to ChapelBurrow.com. We go to the fourth quarter here at Spartan Stadium. We've had plenty of scoring. The question is, will we have a dramatic finish? We'll just have to see. 49-42 after the two teams combined for 42 points in the third quarter alone. Each side scored three touchdowns. Southern Durham's scores were incredible. A fourth and goal from the 38 on their initial drive of the frame that they converted for a touchdown as quarterback Kendall Hinton threw to Maurice Trowell. Now Hinton, out of an I formation, a power I setup. Hinton will hand it off and moving to the outside, flag down. Cameron will cross the corner of the end zone for a touchdown, but we have a flag down as Hinton scored, and no one is celebrating for Southern Durham as a whole. We'll bring him back. So Will Cameron was looking for his second consecutive touchdown, but the flag came immediately from the umpire. And this will take the ball now out of the red zone, it appears. Was at the 10-yard line, now will be marked up right at the 20. So it will be second down. Yard to gain is still the 3-yard line, so it's second and 15. Cam Johnson in the backfield. In motion goes Mason. Second down and 15. Here's Hinton. Brown moved early, and that's going to force another flag. Clear illegal procedure that time. And so it'll be second down and 20. That was an unforced error. The theme of the night, though, has been Southern Durham making unforced error, following that up with an unforced error, and then next thing you know, 40-yard pass play for a touchdown. Let's see if Hinton has one more rabbit to pull out of his hat.
I'm sure there are multiple rabbits in that hat.
Yes, absolutely. Jason Henderson is in the game. Tall wide receiver lined up in the slot on the right side. Maurice Trowell is to the left as well. Play action fake. Hinton will throw deep down the field. It is caught in the end zone for a touchdown. And that is touchdown pass number 6 for Hinton. Number 14 that time, Derek Mason. Throw your hat out on the field for him. That's his third touchdown of the night. And he is the second Southern Durham player to score three touchdowns. The other one, of course, being Maurice Trowell, who scored three touchdowns in less than 4 minutes in the third quarter. He had the hat trick before the 8-minute mark in that frame. So the touchdown pass makes it 55-42 Southern Durham. It was Trowell on the touchdown. Here's a Roscoe's extra point, and it just goes in the right of the upright, and it's good. And so with 11:43 remaining here in the fourth quarter, Southern Durham now leads 56-42. Well, correction, it was Mason. In the interest of full disclosure, burgundy uniforms tonight here with gray for Southern Durham, and that really makes it difficult to see exactly who's doing what out there. This is unfortunately a direction that we've seen a lot of teams do take. We saw Cardinal Gibbons actually do this a couple weeks back.
It certainly does look nice, but it's
it looks nice. It's just hard to differentiate the numbers. So it was Mason on the touchdown, and that is his third touchdown of the game.
We had to remember people by socks gloves
and gloves, yeah, the pink socks they may be wearing, which is the case for a few players tonight. We know Orozco, he's wearing white socks, and we can tell who he is. So with the score 56-42, he's converted now on every extra point, all eight of them for Southern Durham. Line drive kick taken at the 10 by Jalen Smith over the 20, 25. He's to the 30-yard line, and he's hauled down at the 33. Jalen Smith has three touchdowns on the night for Northwood. And once again, it will be up to the Chargers to cross the goal line in an effort to keep this one interesting. Granted, it's probably interesting even if they can't score, since we've already eclipsed the 95-point milestone, and we're barely into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you're right about that. This is an absolutely huge drive for this Northwood offense.
And make no mistake, it's a touchdown or nothing. Five wide receivers set up now on first down. And here's the pass. It is caught. This is Robertson with his first catch of the night. Spencer Robertson is ahead to the 40-yard line for a gain of 7 on the play. So it'll be second down and 3. Robertson had that one a little bit high, but he still managed to haul it in. And the Spartan who made the tackle comes up limping. That was Cameron Johnson, the free safety, who saved the touchdown on the last play. Second and short, handoff. It is Roan looking for the first down. Cuts around the end, but he's held up for no gain. And it'll be third down and short. As Roan couldn't quite find enough room that time as he tried to lurch forward around left end.
Well, there's definitely been a lot of finesse in this game and speed. Kadarius Roan has been able to really just run over people. He's a 6'3", 210-pound running back, and he's picked up a whole lot of yards after contact in this game.
Wow, they gave him first down yardage out of that, even though it appeared he was stopped for no gain. So first down. Granted, Roan didn't need much, but it didn't look like he advanced the ball all that far.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened on that one.
So first down here for Northwood. Roan will get the call again, cutting up the middle of the line. Pass the 45, finds room out in the open over the 50, and he charges into Spartan territory at past the 45 to the 44-yard line as the track meet continues. So the Chargers get a first down there, and of course they go hurry up, down 14 with 10:18 remaining. We have had plenty of dramatic offensive plays from Southern Durham and at times from Northwood in this game. We just wonder now if we're going to get something dramatic in the conclusion of this game. And we have a timeout called for by Southern Durham. So 10:15 remaining here, and we've already had one final tonight from Chapel Hill that sounded remarkable, a battle between the Panthers and the Tigers that was the antithesis of what we've seen unfold for the past 2.5 hours here, Hartford. Here we've had a total shootout back over in Chapel Hill. It was a defensive struggle where literally the only points of the game came on the very last play of the contest.
I'd be interested to see how many yards were even in that game, because I wouldn't say that we have more points than they had yards in that game, but it would probably be more close than you think.
Again, we'll have to listen. We have replays available 24 hours a day here on chapelboro.com, so listen to the games that we put up. You can listen to it immediately following tonight's contest, in fact. You can go back and just listen to all the touchdowns in this one. So far, we've had 14, and it looks like that number will only increase as Northwood is mounting another charge. We have had a three and out in this game, believe it or not. Here's a play-action fake, and going deep is Penix down the field looking for Smith, and he hauls it in inside the 10. No, they're going to rule it an incomplete pass, ruling that Smith didn't come down with the ball. He was double-teamed, and Jalen Smith was looking for his fourth touchdown of the game, but he couldn't quite bring that one down. Looked like he dropped it. Penix threw that one perfectly, even though Jalen Smith was double-covered down the far end of the field. So it will be second down and 10. Northern Durham has won over East Chapel Hill tonight, 42-6. That one from Durham County Stadium. So Northern, after starting out the year with five straight losses, has won two in a row. Penix will go over the middle, and the pass is caught for a first down. close to the 20-yard line. Penix wound up throwing that one to Jalen Smith. Or excuse me, that was Edwards in there. So 24 makes the grab, and Kent Edwards keeps Northwood in business. Number 24 takes it to the Southern Durham 20. First down and 10. Penix from the shotgun. Inside handoff, it's Rowan. Going past the pile of burgundy jerseys over the 15, and he gets ahead to about the 12-yard line with 9:35 remaining. The gain was good for 8, and Rowan is coming up on 100 yards now on the night. Second down and 2. As Northwood moving left to right looks to make yet another answer. In a game like this, you remember the big defensive plays because there have been so few of them. So few, they feel so huge. Penix, with the ball fake to Rome, will throw in the end zone and is dropped by a Southern Durham player. Overthrown for Robertson. Should have been a pick. It was 51 who had his hands on it. Omar Sullivan couldn't quite haul it in, though, as he had his mitts on it right at the goal line. Clock stopped with 9:08 remaining in regulation. And it'll be third and short. It will be Jalen Smith to the far end with Robertson. Split out wide to the near side is Jacob Fowler. And the inside handoff, it is Roan batting past a couple of Southern Durham players, and he grinds ahead for the first down as he charges past the 10 to the 9-yard line of Southern. So it'll be first and goal now as Kadarius Roan, coming off a 149-yard, two-touchdown effort last week against Webb, gets 3 yards here when he needed 2. Out of the shotgun, Ty Penix, who has thrown for 4 touchdowns tonight, hands it off. Roan this time goes straight up the gut, runs into traffic at about the 5-yard line, and is pushed back there. So his forward progress gets him to the 5-yard line for a gain of 4. Clock continues to run. But the point for Northwood here is they have to score a touchdown, and they have to find some way to stop all those Jets, all those playmakers that Southern Durham puts out on offense. Second down and 5. Southern Durham has had 2 players score 3 touchdowns in this game. Penix now, the shotgun, just runs forward, bolts for the end zone. Did he cross the play of the goal line? He did. Touchdown. Ty Penix scores a rushing touchdown, his second rushing third rushing touchdown of the game, and it's a touchdown for Northwood to make it an 8-point game. Ty Penix with a 5-yard touchdown run, his third rushing touchdown of the game. He had one from 3 yards back in the first quarter, and in the third quarter he had one from 18 yards. Now the extra point by Anthony Castro, looking for his 7th extra point of the night. It's back, it's down, it's up, almost deflected by a Southern Durham player, and it hooked wide to the left. That was some play by the Southern Durham player to force the missed extra point. It was number 15, Marvin Tillman, who got in there, eluded the line, and actually forced Castro to hook the extra point. Our first missed extra point of the night. So a big miss by Castro. In fact, that was the first missed extra point by Castro this year. Before that one, he had been 22 for 22. He had made all 6 that he had attempted tonight. But now it's an 8-point game. So if Northwood's going to tie it, they're going to have to come up with a defensive stop, score a touchdown, and then punch in a 2-point conversion. But, of course, we've got 8 minutes remaining, and now that we've crossed the 100-point barrier, you can bet we still got a lot more to come. That might go down as a big play by Marvin Tillman there as he forced a hesitation in which Castro shanked the extra point attempt. So Castro lined up to kick the ball away, and it's an onside kick attempt. Southern Durham player dives right on the ball.
Great heads-up play by the Southern Durham player.
Yep. It's strange that Northwood is so willing to concede yardage time after time. number 40, managed to dive on the ball. That was Devontae Lynch. I mean, this is a Southern Durham team that doesn't have to go very far to score. Granted, they've put together some 80-yard drives in this game, but why give them 30 yards? They have a lot of big play threats, but sometimes you have to force those threats to make big plays. So it's first down for Southern Durham at its own 49. And here's a swing pass to the near side. Pass is caught over the 45-yard line, past the 35 and forced out of bounds. Is number 8 on the play. That was Jason Henderson, who we had as number 24 tonight, but he is actually wearing number 8 tonight, and the play works down to the 34-yard line of Northwood for a gain of 17. So some more yardage there for quarterback Kendall Hinton, and he'll set up again out of the pistol with four wide receivers. Mason goes in motion. Play action fake, and Hinton will keep it himself, trying to run around right in, but he is bulldogged down by number 53, Jay Williams, shortly after crossing the line of scrimmage. In fact, he just barely got back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be second down and 10. Trying to match speed for speed will be a test for every team in the Big 8 Conference this year against Southern Durham. It's not easy to do, and sometimes speed is everything in football. Second and 10 after Hinton was thrown down for no gain. Again out of the pistol. Hinton, short drop back, has time. Now meets some pressure. Started to throw with it. Now goes down the field. The pass is broken up. Going deep down the field, but a good play made by the free safety on the play for Northwood. Nitrell Evans broke it up. And it'll be third down. And this is the play here for Northwood. And really, I shouldn't say that. It was Mason who was the intended receiver. Mason caught the last touchdown pass for Southern. He has three touchdown receptions on the night. Mason will stay in there on third down and 10. Southern trying to get organized on offense. Here's Hinton. Again, he'll go back to throw, and he'll set up a swing pass for Cam Williams, and he'll go to the far side, but he is stopped up, and Northwood will throw him down for a small loss on the play. Excuse me, that was number 5 on the play, Willem Cameron. So Cameron thrown down for a loss of 2, and it'll be fourth down at 12. Cameron received the screen pass, started to the near side, then went to the far, but just couldn't find any room. So now it's fourth down at 12. Southern will go for it now at the Northwood 37. And if Northwood's going to mount the drive to tie this game, they have to stop Southern Durham here. Time after time, we've seen Southern Durham convert fourth downs. But Northwood has come up with its most effective pass rushes defensively tonight on this drive. Southern Durham now will call a timeout. They have only one remaining in the game. That could be big, Hartford.
That could be.
Now, Hartford, going back to the Orange game, you actually messaged me today saying that you talked to some of the Chapel Hill players, and they told you, in fact, you could just feel without even talking to them, the intensity that they had for the game against Orange tonight. And even though they came out short, turns out that intensity was warranted. Isaac Marsh had that team ready to play tonight.
Yeah, he absolutely did. You know, I think if you looked at that game on paper, you would absolutely be shocked that that game was 6 points. I think that most people would really expect the dynamic duo of Patrick Pettiford and Paige Jones to really just run all over that Tiger defense.
Yep.
So definitely one that's definitely more of a surprise, but still it's great that the Tigers put up that great of a fight. That really shows that this Big 8 conference is really deep.
Yep, absolutely. So it will be fourth down and 12 after Will Cameron was taken down for a loss on the last play. Cameron will go back out there. Jordan Brown will also go out along with Derek Mason. And keep your eye on the slot man, Maurice Trowell. He's out there as well to the near side. So Cameron's in the backfield. Near sideline, it's Trowell and Mason. And Hinton with a fourth down and 12 situation from the Northwood 36. Back to throw. Looks. Going to get it deep down in the end zone. It is overthrown and incomplete. Wise play by the Northwood players just to let that one go. And actually, the two Chargers in the backfield had a better chance at that one than the intended receiver, who I think was Trowell. And so Northwood comes up with a huge stop. And now the Chargers will have what they have really waited all half for, a chance to tie this game. They had an opportunity on their first drive of the second half, only to have Penix throw an interception that led to an incredible Southern touchdown. Now, the Chargers will need 8 points to tie with 6:15 to go here tonight from Spartan Stadium. The ball is at the Northwood 36. Handoff, Roan collides right with a Spartan after he crossed the line of scrimmage and just fights ahead for all he can, which is 2 yards. Roan over 100 yards now in the night, and it'll be second down and 8.
Down Roan for 2.
And everywhere you see green, it's 4 down territory.
Yeah, that's definitely right.
Penix without a huddle, with an empty backfield. Roan split out to the left side. Penix meeting pressure, now throws, and the pass is tipped, and then it's caught. On the rebound, Jalen Smith made the grab at the Southern 49-yard line. I'm not sure if that was intended for him, as Roan actually crossed to the right side. Smith crossed to the left, but he caught it. He was the deeper man, and he's got a first down.
Fantastic reflexes, though, by Jalen Smith to be able to catch that one, as that will just like it was intended for Roan.
First down from the Southern 48, handoff. And up the middle comes Roan, and he actually tripped over the foot of a lineman after he crossed the 45. If it wasn't for that, it could have been considerably more. But Roan picks up 7 yards as it is. Tripped up after a gain to the 41 of Southern Durham with 5:10 remaining. Some drama here tonight at Spartan Stadium on what's been a wild night with over 100 points scored. Second down and 3. Play action fake. Penix throws, pass caught. Udo's got it. Over the 35-yard line, down to the 44. Emo Udo has caught a touchdown tonight. And he's got a first down grab here to the 34-yard line.
I don't know if that man's name has been called a lot tonight or if it's just a very fun name to call. So
well, it's both, actually.
A little bit of both, maybe.
Emo Udo with the catch. Again, an empty backfield for Penix. 3 wideouts to the right side, 2 more to the left. From the 34 of Southern Durham, Penix with a pump fake, meeting pressure, forced back, meeting all sorts of pressure, goes back into his own backfield, ran into the official, and he sat back at the Northwood 40. Way back at the 40.
And we take it down way back.
A loss of 24 yards on the play. Penix just kept going back and back. The referee actually collided with him, and that was as much resistance as the Southern Durham defense needed to finally bring him down. Way back at the 41. Northwood has to get to the Southern Durham 26 to convert this. It is second down in a zip code. Play action fake. Penix will throw. Pass is caught. Udo's got it. Back over midfield. Udo hurdling over tacklers. He's back at the 43. Now we have a flag down. As it stands, it will be third down and 17 still, but this hanky could be against Northwood. No, they're saying disregard the flag.
Now so keep in mind, this is a one-point game, but Northwood is down by 8 points, so if they do score, they will need a two-point conversion to tie this one up.
So it's third down, ball marked up at the 43. They have to get to the 26. It's third and 17 now. Obviously, they'll need two plays to get those yards. 3.5 minutes remaining. Northwood does have all three of its timeouts, though. Here's the play action fake. Penix meeting pressure from behind. He'll gun it in the field, and it goes through the hands of Fowler. Incomplete along the near sideline. Even if it was caught, that gain would not have been enough to get them past the original line of scrimmage. So now it's 4th and 17 with 3:19 remaining. And the Southern fans put their feet against the bleachers, trying to make some more noise. We've seen Southern Durham dig themselves out of multiple fourth and long situations tonight. But it doesn't look like Northwood's even going to try it here. They're going to go ahead and punt.
Keep in mind, Penix is also the quarterback and the punter.
That's right.
We could potentially see a fake punt pass here.
No one is lined back for Southern Durham on the punt attempt, but Penix will boot the ball away. He doesn't kick it toward the corner of the end zone, and it just goes into the end zone for a touchback, and a flag comes down as the gunner play between It looks like Edwards and one of the Spartans spilled well out beyond the boundary and nearly to the track here, and a flag is thrown over that. And if this penalty is against Southern Durham, it's going to be half the distance to the goal line. So the yardage that Southern Durham or Northwood lost by kicking the ball into the end zone there will be gained back on this personal foul penalty. It's going to be half the distance to the goal line here against Southern Durham after a personal foul. As 24, Kenton Edwards got tangled up with a Spartan and was thrown well out of bounds.
Probably a good 6 or 7 yards out of bounds. I don't think I've ever seen anybody thrown that far out of
bounds. He was nearly along the first lane of the track here. So it's first down and 10 from the 10. Keep in mind, Northwood has all three of its timeouts remaining. That was the reason why Coach Bill Hall elected to punt the ball away. Here's Hinton with the handoff, and it'll go over to Cameron. He spins out of a tackle, getting past the 15, and he's ahead to the 17-yard line. And on a night where we've seen one explosion play after another, 7 yards doesn't feel like that big of a play, but in this situation, it most certainly is. In fact, it was so big, Northwood may elect to delay calling a timeout here. It's going to be second down and 3. Will Cameron in the backfield along with Hinton. As Southern just looking for first downs now, as that will be enough to keep them undefeated in the conference. Second and 3, handoff. Cameron sidesteps a couple of chargers and climbs over the 20-yard line to move the chains. Clock stopped with 2:25 remaining, so that's the first down. That's one. Now Southern Durham is going to look and try to take away the Chargers' timeouts here. The clock is running with 2:15 remaining. Will Cameron, the back of the backfield, also in there is number 10. That's Jordan Brown. Cameron, the leading rusher on the team. Hinton will hand it off. He'll go to Brown. Breaking around left in past the 20, over the 25, over the 30-yard line, and Brown nearly had the first down. As Brown got 9 yards, it's something we haven't seen a lot of tonight here for Southern Durham, and that's big gains on first down. They actually got the first down there, did Brown. So the gain of 10 will again force Northwood to delay using the timeouts. We haven't seen them get first downs or get 8 or 9 yards on first down tonight here for Southern Durham, but now they put their minds to it. They've avoided dumb penalties, and that's exactly what they're doing here, and that's getting big chunks of yardage. And Brown again will take the handoff on first down. Climbs over the 35-yard line and fights forward to about the 39. You have to think Northwood's going to have to call a timeout here, and they will. But Jordan Brown once again does a fine job. Clock stopped with a minute 20 remaining. Southern Durham leading 56-48. And it'll be second down and 5 from the 39 of Southern Durham. After Brown fights ahead for 5 yards. Jordan Brown, a capable rusher. And Will Cameron leading the team in rushing. It'll be second and 5 coming up here. With a minute 20 remaining. Actually, they're trying to reset the clock. They had the clock at 1:20, but they put 9 more seconds back on. So it's a minute 29 remaining now. 56-48, these two teams have combined, as you can quickly do math, for 104 points tonight. A wild third quarter. There are a few plays that actually stand out, looking back. And we will relay those to you in just a moment here. But first, a big second and 5 situation as Kendall Hinton tries to come up with something here that will lead to a Charger first down. It's second and 5. Again, an I formation setup out of the shotgun for Hinton. He has Brown and Cameron in the backfield. Cameron will get the call this time. He fights up the gut of the line, and he gets to the 40, that shy of the first down, and Northwood will take its second timeout now with a minute 23 remaining. So Southern will take the ball here And it's going to be interesting to see what happens if they don't get the first down. The ball's to the 40 now, so it's going to be third and three. If you're Southern, you'd almost be better off going for it on fourth down here, considering the punts we've seen tonight from the Southern punter have gone for 8 and 15 yards. So really, you'd be better off gambling here. I'm not sure what would be a better term for gambling, actually going for it or punting it.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
So either way, we're liable to see Southern just go ahead and go for it on fourth down if they don't make it here on third down. Northwood has one timeout remaining.
However, if they do get this one on third down, we probably should see that is the game.
That will do it, make no mistake. Southern will be more than happy to take knees. Again, it will be Will Cameron in the backfield, along with Brown, that is Jordan Brown. They're lined up in an I formation as Kendall Hinton stands out of the shotgun. Third down at 2, handoff Brown, and he gets stacked up and dropped for a loss. Back at the 38, it looked like that Hinton wanted to take the ball back, but then Brown just took it himself, and he got thrown down for a loss, and it's going to be 4th and 5 now, and this is going to be a most interesting situation for Southern. Last timeout used by Northwood. There's still a minute 19 remaining. And we might see now the most risky play of all for the Spartans, a punt. This will be only their third one of the night if they elect to punt. The man who has punted the ball is Gregory Washington, and he is going to go in the game now. And you can hear from Southern fans starting to groan a little bit as the punt team goes out on the field. Washington has had two punts from roughly this range. One did not get past midfield on the first drive of the night. The other one went 15 yards, and that one was actually better than the first. Washington with a low snap, and the kick is blocked. It is loose at the 25, picked up by Northwood at the 20, 15 to the 10 to the 5, and Washington has to drag the Northwood player down inside the 5. The punt was blocked, and Northwood now has the ball with a minute 8 remaining and a chance to tie the game. It was number 52 who blocked it for Northwood. Hunter Blackman made the block. And he picked it up and ran with it all the way down to the 5-yard line. Washington actually managed to preserve the lead for Southern Durham by making the tackle. He didn't give up on the play, but now Northwood has got it right where they need it. Handoff up the middle. Roan crosses to the left, trying to get to the end zone. Rugby scrum ensues at the 1, but he didn't get in. Northwood has to line up and get back to the line of scrimmage now as they didn't get in the end zone. Clock is running with 53 seconds remaining. They can't stop it. Clock running with 50 seconds remaining. Penix is going to line up now behind a 9-man line. He'll be the only man in the backfield to take the snap out of the shotgun. Runs dead up the middle. Did he get in? Yes! Touchdown, Northwood! It's a 2-point game. The 4th rushing touchdown of the night by Northwood, and now they must score a 2-point play to tie it.
Wow, this is all great for Northwood, and they have blocked the kick and now scored a touchdown. This all does not mean anything if they cannot convert on this 2-point conversion.
Now we have a timeout call for by Southern Durham. That is their final play, their final timeout of the half. And if this game is going to overtime, it's going to have to come on this play as Southern Durham will set up on defense now. We were wondering if we were going to have a dramatic conclusion. The answer is yes. And sure enough, it came on the one thing that this Southern Durham team has had a clear weakness in, and that's on the punt unit, the scrimmage kick unit. 3 punts tonight, and keep in mind, some of the Southern Durham fans started to do the hey, goodbye chant as they had the ball a moment ago, but now They might have to eat their words here, as Southern is 3 yards away, or rather Northwood 3 yards away from tying the game.
Make some noise.
Penix will line up with Roan to his right, a nine-man line, no wideouts at all here for Northwood as they go for two. It is Penix now throwing in the end zone. The pass is incomplete. Penix was looking to the far end of the field. It appeared for Jalen Smith as they didn't want to run. Smith didn't look like he was expecting the pass, and the try for two is no good with 38 seconds remaining. A nine-man line with only Penix and Roan in the backfield, and out of that, Northwood elected to pass. I'm somewhat surprised by that call, quite honestly, considering the success that the Chargers have had running the ball tonight.
Yeah, I am a little bit too, but at the same time, it was so wide open, and I really think that the Southern Durham team was expecting Roan just to run it up and see what they could. And Smith was open, and the pass was just a little far to the left.
So now Northwood has no choice but to try an onside kick. On a night where we've had 110 points scored here, neither team has a timeout, and it will be Anthony Castro, who has basically gone for an onside kick about four times tonight, trying one here. There's the kick. The ball's on the ground, and it's taken. Well, we had whistles first. Whistles before the kickoff. And we have a delay of game called here against Northwood. So if they're going to take and recover this kickoff, it's going to have to come from the 35-yard line. They'll kick off from there.
Northwood will gladly accept that penalty on themselves, though.
Absolutely.
Southern Durham got that, so they get another practice kick.
Another strength that the Spartans have, a good hands team. When Northwood has gone four onside kicks tonight, they have not stayed loose at all. Southern Durham players have managed to pounce on him. No room for error here. Here's the onside kick. Castro puts boot to ball. It goes down the field, bounce off of Spartan. This ball is loose. But the Spartans appear to have fallen on it. That was a line drive by Castro, and the Spartans do have the ball. So the recovery by Southern Durham will keep them undefeated in the conference. Jonathan Griffiths comes over. He made an interception earlier tonight, and here he comes up with the loose ball that will give Southern Durham the victory and keep them undefeated in the Big 8 at 4-0. And like we said earlier, the road to the Big 8 championship will come through Spartan Stadium. A second big hurdle in 2 weeks cleared by the Southern Durham Spartans as Hinton takes the knee. Last week, handing Cardinal Gibbons their first conference loss in over 4 years, and tonight, a wild affair which featured 110 points, and Southern Durham comes away with an incredible victory over Northwood in a memorable game. 56-54. A tremendous game here tonight. One that we'll be talking about for a long, long time here, Hartford, because we saw so many big plays. What a contest between these two teams. It came down to a 2-point conversion that was thrown wide by Ty Penix. A pass intended for Jalen Smith, who had 3 touchdowns on the night. This is one that we'll be talking about for a long, long time. But for Southern, you have to start with the play of Kendall Hinton and his favorite receiver, Maurice Trowell. Those two had remarkable contest as Hinton threw for 5 touchdowns on the night. And then Trowell wound up scoring 3 touchdowns, including one on a kickoff return and possibly the biggest touchdown of this game.
Yeah, that one was for sure absolutely enormous. I mean, any time you can have a team on 4th and goal from their own 38, having them score a touchdown, in my opinion at least, is absolutely unexcusable. And I'm sure that is one play, along with that miss extra point, that these Northwood coaches are really going to be looking at, kicking themselves when they're breaking down film this week.
Yeah, one other player, a couple players actually that deserve credit at the end of this game. Gregory Washington didn't give up on that punt return after, or give up on that play after the blocked punt, and he managed to make the tackle on Hunter Blackman after Blackman blocked the punt and returned it all the way down to the 5-yard line. That led to the Charger touchdown, but it took them a few seconds to do it. And then what turned out to be a huge play also by Jonathan Griffiths, who altered the extra point attempt that forced Northwood to go for two. The only missed extra point in this game, which featured a combined 15 touchdowns, 16 touchdowns actually, came when Griffiths forced Anthony Castro to hesitate on the extra point, and that caused him to shank it just to the left. So that was something else that was huge. The Southern Durham players slapping hands with their fans as they go into their end zone meeting now. This is one that reminds me why we love covering high school football so much.
You're absolutely correct.
This is one that you just remember because of all the remarkable plays and the fortitude that Northwood showed in getting back into it and the incredible hurdles that Southern Durham managed to climb tonight in order to get themselves out of one big hole after another. And it all came from the arm of Kendall Hinton, who managed to come up with some huge plays. And then, of course, the big stop on the two-point conversion try, which would have tied the game if Southern had converted. They did not. Or if Northwood had converted, they did not. And ultimately, it led to a 56-54 victory by Southern Durham over Northwood here tonight. So with the win, Southern is now 6-2 on the year, and they are 4-0 in the Big 8 Conference. They still have conference games remaining against Oxford Webb, Orange,
Northern Vance.
And no, they beat Northern Vance 62-6. They still have Cedar Ridge still to come, which should be a victory considering Northwood put up 79 against the Red Wolves. So, like we said, with Orange winning tonight and the Panthers have three conference games remaining as well, including one against Cardinal Gibbons, and, of course, they finish up the season here against Southern Durham. So it could very well be we're headed toward a collision course, even if the Panthers do slip up in one of those remaining games. It could be that if the Panthers come out on top here in the season finale, then we're going to see the Panthers, basically the conference championship will come down to that game. A remarkable night here from Spartan Stadium. We're going to wrap it up here. The final score, Southern Durham tops Northwood 56-54, the final. Hartford, it was a great game. Hartford Zirkle managed to do color for this game despite a broken collarbone that he injured while getting ready for the upcoming lacrosse season.
That is correct, yeah.
So we hope that you can – how much you actually have your right arm in a sling now. How much longer are you going to be in a sling?
Hopefully not too long. Hopefully we'll get back out in the field pretty soon.
Okay, well.
Always able to color or do color commentary, though, of course.
Absolutely. Well, this was one to remember, folks. We hope you enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun describing it for you. The final here tonight, 56-54. Southern Durham wins over Northwood. For Hartford Zirkle, I'm Jeff Hanlon, and good night.